You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you are here. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm really excited that you are here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back, keep learning, growing, expanding, learning to trust your intuition, going within, doing the work, you know I fucking love you. You know I say this every episode, but it is the truth. You know, I was just thinking about it this morning and I was like, this life is fucking crazy. Like, human life is absolutely crazy. And I really believe that, like, whoever chose to come back in this time frame and live a human life and to go through all of the chaos and the changes and the shifts and everything that's going on in today's world, like, we really are badasses. I really have to say this because this is not an easy time to be shining our light. It is not an easy time to be trying to understand who we are and figuring out who we are when we are told to conform and we're told to act a certain way and be a certain way and talk a certain way. It's really not an easy task. And the fact that you're listening to this podcast right now, the fact that you have searched maybe spiritual awakening on Google, or you took a course, or you dove into your personal development and you're asking those questions of like, who am I? What do I like? What do I want to be? What kind of person do I want to be? What are my goals? What is my vision? What is my purpose? You know, it's really not an easy thing when we live in a world that is really truly based on conforming and being within the masses. So I commend you. I really do. It's not an easy thing being a human. It really isn't. We have all these fucking emotions. We have all this bullshit. And sometimes I question, like, why did I want to be a human again? Like, why? Because this is hard. This is really hard, but we're doing it for a reason and we're learning and we're growing and we're becoming better versions of ourselves. So we have to give ourselves credit for that. And right now I'm giving you guys credit for that because I know it's not easy. I'm on the same boat as you. So here, that's what I have to say. So if this podcast is helping you, if these conversations, these tools, these tips, these tricks, these little nuggets of wisdom I share with every episode is helping you on your journey, maybe giving you a sigh of relief, maybe it's just helping you get through your day, maybe you're going through something, if it's helping, I'm so glad that it's helping you guys make this so easy for me. And I look forward to recording these episodes and you just make it so much fun for me. I really do appreciate all of the support that I get. If you have time, I would really be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now more than ever, as I stated before, I think we fucking need some of these conversations to give everybody a little bit more peace of mind while we weather the storm and while we try to figure out what the hell is going on in this world and trying to understand ourselves, try to figure out what we want to do and who we are and all of that great stuff. Before you go ahead and submit that review, make sure you send a picture or a screenshot to me at hello@ericarusso.co. No M. And I'm going to send you something that I've just kind of let my intuition guide me to, whether that is one of my ebook templates or a guided meditation or something, just as a thank you, because I know that life gets crazy, just like we said. And I really do appreciate you guys taking that time out to support my small business and this podcast. So with that being said, this is a really super, super important podcast episode. Okay. I feel like this information needs to be shared, so I want to share it. If you feel like you are an empath, if you feel maybe someone is, I feel like this is going to be a very shared podcast, because this is going to give you such easy, powerful tools and exercises that is going to transform your life. I really firmly believe this. You know, I have been a practicing psychics. Sorry, guys. I have been a practicing psychic medium for about 4 years now, and I have had the pleasure to connect with many, many, many different people for different readings, whether that is mediumship or psychic or whatever. And I have the pleasure to be the founder of a monthly membership that helps others build their connection to spirit and step into their power and learn more about themselves. And there's a lot of things that are very repetitive when it comes to this work. And this is something that I felt like I wanted to share to give people the resources to do the work themselves, right? A lot of the times people will go and get a psychic reading or feel stagnant or maybe not themselves, or maybe they just feel drained of energy, or maybe they feel a way, like there's emotions there that don't necessarily feel like theirs. And this is a very, very common thing that I see through many readings. And I wanted to create a podcast episode talking about this thing that I have learned that will help you guys. So when it comes to life and energy in general, whether you are someone who's trying to develop your psychic and mediumship abilities, someone who is highly sensitive, maybe you're an empath, or maybe you're just a person that is around a lot of people, and this energy is kind of overwhelming to you. When it comes to energy, there's the big three, I like to call it, and that is grounding, protection, and clearing. Okay? We have to remember that everything is energy. We are energy. We have our own energetic force field, which is our aura, right? And within this, we can actually pick up different energies, whether that's someone else's energy. Maybe it's stagnant energy that we walk into a room and maybe someone had a fight and maybe we pick that up. And then a couple hours later, we kind of feel like agitated or aggravated or something along those lines. But this is really a foundational tool that I think would really, really help many, many people. And that is when it comes down, when you feel something, and this is something that I have been doing for years. So I want to give you guys a personal example. I had people over a couple of years ago, and this was when I was really first opening up to developing my psychic and mediumship abilities. And they came over, and I'm going to be honest, we really kind of weren't on the same vibration. They were a bit of a lower vibe than I was, and kind of negative Nancy's, and really did not see the glass half full, so to speak. And when they left, even after I did my daily grounding and protection meditation, which I speak about quite frequently on this podcast, but we'll talk about it a little bit more, I felt off. I felt eerie. I felt aggravated. And I had to ask myself, is this mine? This doesn't feel like mine. And the first thing I said was, no, this isn't mine. I know exactly where this came from, and I need to get rid of it because it's not mine. This energy is not mine. So I went ahead and I took a salt bath, and I felt a lot better. So basically what happened was I picked up energy from somebody else who had that victim mentality and a lower vibration than me. And I cleared that energy by taking a sea salt bath. Okay. A lot of the times we will get, especially when we are working in an office or we are looking at a computer screen all day, we can get very much outside of our bodies, if that makes any sense. We can become forgetful. We can become like spacey. We can just not feel grounded whatsoever. That is because we are disconnected from Earth's energy. That is why it is so important to ground our energy field. So, you know, when you go and maybe you are in a fight with someone or maybe something happens and you just naturally will say, I just need a breath of fresh air. I just need to go outside. That's almost your soul telling you that you need to go and connect to Earth energy. You need to ground. Okay. A lot of people will come and maybe they're not feeling themselves. They're feeling forgetful and spacey and everything like that. That's the biggest indication that you do need to ground your energy. Okay. So just remember that. And grounding can simply mean going outside for 10 minutes. I always say, like, the closer you can get to Mother Earth, the better. So if you can take your shoes off and get in some grass or some dirt, the better. If you can be that weirdo and go hug a tree, go hug a tree. If you can have plants in your workplace or around your home when it's cold out, maybe you live in a place that has, you know, freezing cold winters like me, that is very helpful. But one of the biggest problems in our society right now is the lack of grounding and connection to Earth. So if we remember that and if we try to be diligent with it and we try to give ourselves access to Mother Earth and her energy, the better. Okay. There's a lot of things that can come from not being grounded. So that's grounding. Okay. Now let's talk about protection. This is I don't want to call it a controversial topic, but it is definitely a hot topic when it comes to mediumship and psychic development and any sort of spiritual development, because I do believe that people will form their own opinion when it comes to energy protection. There are many people who do this at a professional level that say you don't need to protect your energy. And then there are some that are like, yeah, you do need to protect your energy because we don't necessarily know what kind of energy is out there and what kind of energies we are inviting into our world when we are going and developing our spirit development, our spiritual development, and our spiritual communication. I'm going to say this is my opinion. Again, there are many different opinions when it comes to this topic. I'm just going to state mine, okay? However many years anyone has ever been a developing medium or has worked within the spiritual development arena, okay, regardless of what they are, there is not one soul, living or dead, that can tell us what the spirit world looks like. Think about that. There is not one medium that has been to all the astral planes and dimensions. Nobody has. You know, if I can have a coffee date with God and ask him all about this stuff, I would. But unfortunately, all of our information that we have received is really through books. Journey of Souls is a great book and everything like that. And anything written by Dolores Cannon, we base all of our beliefs upon the information that has been shared with us in this world. And I don't like saying that I just don't feel like I'm skilled enough. I'm not an expert in the spirit world. And anybody who claims to be an expert in the spirit world, I would be a little apprehensive to listen to them. You know, as mediums, yes, we have an understanding as how spirit can communicate with us and that we do live our souls do live on and everything. But I don't think that we have the understanding as to what goes on when it comes to the afterlife. We understand the process of the soul and that our consciousness lives on, but I don't think that anybody can honestly say, like, no, you don't need protection. Everything is love and light. I don't feel comfortable doing that, because at the end of the day, they're just like, there's good and bad people here on Earth. There has to be good and bad spirits. We live in a universe that we have polarity, and there is, unfortunately, evil in this world. And I just feel like if we can just protect ourselves, whether that's putting an evil eye near our front door or envisioning a golden bubble around us as far as protection is, or just lighting a candle for Archangel Michael, why wouldn't we? It's not like it's that big of a deal. It's not like it's that hard, you know, and it also depends on the energetic frequency that we are at as far as vibration is concerned, because there's always another. If your vibration is a bit lower, that's the sort of energy that you are going to attract, whether that is living or dead, right? So this is something that I know is controversial, but I'm to the point where it's like, I like to be logical and I like to just be safe. And I also just like to have a level head when it comes to this stuff. Like, it's just who I am. And at the end of the day, this is what I have to say. We lock our doors at night for protection. We put our seatbelts on in our car for protection. We put our alarms on for protection. We lock our phones, you know, with our passcode or whatever for protection. Why wouldn't we want to protect our energy as well? You know, our energy is sacred. And regardless of what your belief system is, whether you really truly don't believe that there's any evil in the spirit world, that's totally fine. You know what I mean? I totally respect that. But there is energy that is not going to serve our highest and greatest good, regardless if that is coming from the spirit world or from the physical world. So why not just protect ourselves? Why not just take extra precaution when it comes to our energy? Because it is sacred. You know, we work really hard to hold a high vibration and to hold a space for us as well as others to heal and to grow. And with that, you need a really strong vibration. So again, I don't want to tell anybody, I'm not busting anybody's beliefs when it comes to good or evil or good or bad when it comes to the spirit world. But I just don't think that there is anybody on this earth living at this moment that can tell us, yeah, there is good and bad spirits. Yeah, you should protect your energy. I think it is a personal opinion, to be completely honest. Even as a medium, I don't believe I know enough of the spirit world to say, no, you don't need protection. Everything's love and light. Everything's good. And that's just my personal opinion. As far as how I teach others and how I build my business, I teach them to protect themselves. If they don't believe anything in spirit is anything negative, that's great. But there is negative here in the physical realm. And we are physical beings. We are living a physical life. So regardless of what your beliefs are, why not protect your energy, right? So now that we had this little spiel when it comes to grounding, protection, and clearing, I want to give you guys some tools and some exercises that I do and that I want everyone to know about that will help you when it comes to, I guess I want to call it energetic maintenance. Now, first and foremost, before I even go on, I am hot as fuck and I tried to record this without my AC on and it's not helping because I'm sweating. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it on. So if you do hear a vibration in the background, that's just because I just put my AC on. So I apologize if it gets a little bit noisy, but I can't sit up here in my office without it on any longer. So, well, let's talk about clearing. Now, clearing is just clearing your energy. It's as simple as that. It's clearing any energy that is no longer serving you. So what you can do with that is, one, a sea salt bath is absolutely incredible. I always say you do want sea salt. You do want something coming from the earth. So Epsom salt really isn't the best thing. You can make your own mix with Epsom salt and sea salt, but you do need a salt that comes from the earth. If you prefer Himalayan salt, that works beautifully as well. And just allowing yourself to be in that beautiful bath with that powerful cleansing property and then not showering afterwards is really, really great, because you're allowing the sea salt to work its magic and to clear your energetic field. Okay. Another thing that you can do is binaural beats or hertz. There's different hertz that will help remove any energy. A lot of this stuff can be found on YouTube for free, and there's also playlists on Spotify, but you can also do that and just have that in the background. And of course, smudging, using sweetgrass. I do prefer using sweetgrass rather than sage now. But again, this is, I guess it is personal preference. You can use Palo Santo. You can use incense. I'm a big incense burner. You can use Florida water, but there are many, many different ways to clear your energy and to clear your space. And these are just the staples that I want to share with you. So when it comes to grounding, right, for me personally, as a fucking highly sensitive person, I ground and protect every single day. I think that everybody, even if you aren't a psychic medium, even if you don't consider yourself to be an empath or anything, I think everybody walking this planet can benefit from a daily grounding and protection ritual. This is going to allow you to start your day with a connection to Mother Earth. It's also going to start your day with protection. I do not leave my bed in the morning without grounding and protection. This is a simple 3 to 5 minute guided meditation that I do, just laying in my bed, envisioning the roots coming down, and then calling upon Archangel Michael to protect me in his white and gold light. Now, if you don't prefer using archangels or any sort of deity within your work, that's totally fine. You don't need to. Your intention alone is what matters, and you can just hold the intention to protect yourself in a gold bubble, a purple bubble, whatever it is. But, you know, doing that is really helpful and really important. Okay, so that's, now as far as grounding is concerned, this is all great. You know, doing the roots is all great. And I actually do it a couple times a day. You know, maybe I'll just be brewing my coffee and I'll just, while I'm waiting for my coffee, I'll just envision those roots coming down and just continue to grow those roots, because I truly believe the more grounded I am, the better I am. The more clear I have, the more clear channel I am, the more intuitive I am, the happier I am. You know, that's really it. I feel like the more grounded we are, the better we are as far as our life is concerned. So that's grounding. Okay. Another thing that you can do to ground your energy, like I stated before, was go outside barefoot. Go outside, put your feet in the grass. Something that I like to do, and I know I look like a fucking weirdo in front of my neighbors, is I will go and lay in my grass. Just lay in my grass. That's it. No music, no nothing. I will just listen to Mother Earth. I will just be, I will just allow myself to feel the energy, the frequency coming from Mother Earth. And it is so calm and so peaceful. And I love doing it. And to be completely honest, it's so relaxing to me that I lose track of time. There was one time where my husband got worried because I did it and he couldn't find me. And I was out there for like 45 minutes just laying in the grass. That's something that you can do. You can also just allow yourself to hug a tree. I know it sounds weird, but there is power and there's so much magic within Mother Earth. We really need it. We need a lot more of it. and hugging a tree, that's a force field. That's an energetic force field within itself. So if you can do that, go do it. It's okay. I do it all the time. Just be weird. Love it. You're going to love it. You can eat more root vegetables. You can bring plants into your life, into your home. These are really simple things that you can do to help ground your energy. There are also a lot of protective and grounding crystals that will really help you ground your energy, such as black tourmaline, I believe. I personally like carnelian, but there's a ton of crystals out there as well. But I just want to say, I think the realer you can get when it comes to connection to Mother Earth, the better. So let's talk about protection. Now, protection, again, like I said, it's really simple. It really is simple. You don't need to call upon anybody unless you want to. I personally love Archangel Michael and I work with him closely, so I call upon him. You don't have to if you don't want to. If you want to call upon your guides to help protect you, they are absolutely ready and willing to help you. You can just use your own intention to protect yourself. And this is as simple as envisioning a golden bubble of light around you. Okay. Another thing that you can do is, like I stated before, I have a evil eye right in front of my, right near my front door. That is a great protection amulet. Stones like black tourmaline, that's like the bodyguard of the crystal kingdom. There's so much that you can do, and you're going to find things that work for you and for your life, but these are just some examples that I want to share with you. And so you can start implementing into your life right now. So again, if you ever feel like you are spacey, if you ever feel like you can't concentrate, if you ever feel like you picked something up that is not yours, if you feel drained, if you feel not yourself, ask yourself, have I grounded? Have I protected? Have I cleared? And most of the time, I would say 9 times out of 10, it's one of those that's making you feel off. Okay? So maybe, hypothetically, let me just bring up an example. Maybe you did go to a party and you forgot to ground and protect, or whatever. You were there for too long and you started having a conversation with a negative Nancy or an energy vampire, and you couldn't shake this for days. You felt tired and listless and fatigued, or you felt drained, or you felt sad, or whatever it is. That might be an indication that there is something that you need to get rid of. So maybe take a sea salt bath, see how you feel. Ground yourself, see how you feel afterwards. But always come back to those things. Are you grounded? Are you protected? Have you cleared your energy? And again, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be able to figure this out yourself. You're not going to need to call a psychic hotline. You're not going to have to ask any questions, because really these are like the foundations when it comes to energy. Okay. So I hope this is helpful. I know it's going to be helpful because it was super helpful to me. Let me know on Instagram if you have your own rituals or own tips or tricks and exercises that you do that have really helped you and benefited you. I love sharing these with everybody because you don't know who will resonate with what you do. You don't know, you know? So be sure to share with me on Instagram. I would love to hear these things. A lot of the times, all of my best tips and tricks and advice comes from listening to other people and what they do. So again, the more the merrier. I love you guys. I hope this helps. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and I'll see you soon.
Want a place to develop your psychic and mediumship abilities? The Modern Mystic Society is now open for enrollment. This is a low-cost monthly membership that gives you access to monthly trainings, 4 virtual live development sessions, and access to a community of like-minded healers, lightworkers, and mystics for less than $1.20 per day.
head on over to ericarusso.co to join today. But hurry, this offer is closing soon. I'll see you inside the society.